AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Another racist shooting, this one in a Dollar General store in Jacksonville, Florida. Three people were killed. The gunman then shot himself.
Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters says authorities know who he is.
The Office of the Medical Examiner has positively identified the shooter.
Sheriff Waters says he was 21 years old and was a legal gun owner.
They were 100% legal.
He left behind writings with racist ideology.
Quite frankly, the diary of a madman.
The three victims, all black, were 52, 19, and 29 years old. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
One person is dead from fast-moving wildfires in Louisiana.
We have a massive firefight going on.
State Ag Commissioner Mike Strain says amid the hottest summer ever recorded in Louisiana and the resulting drought, fires are consuming thousands and thousands of acres.
We are now seeing entire towns being endangered.
He says some blazes are the results of people burning trash or crop fields, while others are from discarded cigarettes or intentional arson.
We could have major catastrophic loss.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Tropical storm Idalia is expected to become a hurricane on Tuesday in the Gulf of Mexico and then curve towards the west coast of Florida. Meanwhile, triple-digit temps are still scorching other parts of the country. Here's meteorologist David Parkinson.
Long Beach could get to 96 degrees. That would be a record. Phoenix breaking a record, likely getting to 114. And then along the Gulf Coast, we still have high heat, triple-digit temperatures for Beaumont, likely to be there for Baton Rouge as well.
The Trump campaign claims it's raised over $7 million since the former president's mugshot was released last week. Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie was asked about the donations on Face the Nation.
He's taking people who donate an average of $100 to him to try to get him to become president of the United States again, and he's using that money to pay his legal fees. It's immoral.
California wins the Little League World Series championship. Louis Lappe hit a walk-off homer to beat Carousel 6-5. Lappe's dad can't believe it.
You know, it's everything you dream of, right? And oh my God, it just happened. I mean, what, I don't know. I mean, pitch me. Is this a dream?
It's the eighth Little League championship title for California. NASA's SpaceX Crew 7 successfully docked at the International Space Station Sunday. The spacecraft named Endurance was launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida Saturday. The astronauts on board this Endurance spacecraft will spend 6 months aboard the International Space Station. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, Skill Bridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. New Pepto-Kids gummies helps relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for new Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, It's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 53. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Highs level off around 81. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 59. Dry with temperatures near average Tuesday and Wednesday and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. Dominic, we're calling this one the Friday P0113589 edition. Welcome to it, fella.
Crudy, happy Friday to you. Thank you, Nate, working the board. Happy Friday to all of our fair audience. P0113589, that is Donald Trump's number. That's his number. He got the mugshot. And I got to tell you, Crudy, the sun came up today. The cat still woke me up when she meowed this morning. I still went to the gym, did some work. You know, the day still went on. The world didn't end. And every one of those 19 charged, submitted, surrendered, showed up to be processed. That is a victory for justice in this country.
You don't want the cops showing up running through your yard wearing a wife beater t-shirt, some skivvies trying to climb.
I want to see them on cops, man. I want to see them run.
I would like to see that also, actually.
You never run. That's embarrassing. You don't run.
Well, not me. I'm not going to get away from anyone. Here's the troubling part. It's Friday. We air the grievances.
Yes.
215 pounds? My ass.
I mean.
For a minute, when I first saw the report, I'm like, man, he's down. Perhaps he's...
Like, that's unhealthy. Like, something's wrong.
Something's wrong with this, man. He's lost substantial weight. Quickly, rapidly, because the last time I saw him, he's pushing 300 for sureies. Oh, no. Oh, no, Dom. Self-reported 6'3", 215. And for those listening on the radio, that's you. But some are watching. And some see that you've chosen a background today that's effectively, yes, turned to the left. You've got the mugshot style height behind you, Dom.
Yes.
And it is something of an optical illusion because it says you might be 6'3" tall.
This says right now, you know, the closer I get to the camera, the taller I get. So I'm like 6'6". And if Donald Trump is 215 pounds, Dominic Salvia is 6'6". Just saying.
You know what bothers me the most? I gave an accurate weight on the radio recently. I told you how much I weighed. And I cannot imagine Donald Trump did the same. Do you think he bet the under, Dom?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, man. He took it all. He loaded it on what? The over-under was 273 and a half.
Gamblers, the bettors, and an actual bookie said established a weight line because they knew they were going to release a weight and a height and a mugshot, but most importantly, a weight. And I was speculating. 299.9 was my over-under, Dom. 215, my arse.
Come on. We started like Googling, what is that, 215, 6'3" person look like? And, all these like ball players.
NFL athletes, wide receivers.
You know what I mean? No way. Absolutely not. I mean, so what if he came in and said, all right, I'm 7'3". You know what I mean? Or just totally whacked out his height.
I'm 5 foot. I'm Dominic Height. I'm 5'3".
Yeah, right. The other way around. I'm 5'1". You know? Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Brezen. You're obviously not 5'1". Would they have corrected that part? Is there any correction going on here? I mean, if you lie on the intake form, it doesn't bode well for the strategy, right? You're already lying. You
is that perjury? If a guy says he's 215, you throw him on a scale and he's closer to 300. Can you charge him with lying? I think Trump would be in real trouble if lying in and of itself was a crime. I think he'd be popping off misdemeanors all around town. So
30,000 of them.
Here is what I would propose. Let's give away some Brewers tickets. A, because we got some Brewers tickets to give away. And tomorrow night, the Brewers play the Padres. And the great thing about American Family Field, if the weather's bad, they close the dome. There's always going to be a ball game. So if you win tickets on today's big show, almost called a game, big show. It's like a game show. I guarantee they'll play that game tomorrow. Probably. No, they'll absolutely play tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. You can always go to the game. You can do a little drinking in the parking lot. It's going to be fine.
Well, and the fact that it's a 6:10 first pitch, there's plenty of time to have a couple and still get the kids home for, midnight or whatever you roll in. I'm not judging. It's summer still. It's summer. And we got tickets to give away. And here is the random arbitrary criterion we're using today. And oh, yeah, by the way, thank you to our flagship, Brewers flagship, WISS 1100 AM. And if you didn't know, Brewers in first place, baby. NL Central
strong.
Leaders
strong.
By like 3.5 games. I think the Cubbies are down there in like second or third now. Haven't been watching that close because my team's in first. I never look back. Only look forward. So we've
forward.
Got tickets.
Moving Wisconsin forward.
We're going to give away 3 pair. Unless you got a big family and a great story and you can be persuasive, talk us into it. But here's the criterion. Have you seen people are monetizing the Trump mugshot? You actually brought it to my attention. Of course, you know this. I'm saying it for the sake of, the listener, Tom. But if you give us the best way to monetize the Trump mugshot, we'll give you a pair of tickets to the Brewers game tomorrow night. 844-967-2789. If you just want to air a grievance or, put your hot take out there, that's encouraged as well. But just let our pal Nate, who will lightly screen your calls. When I say lightly screen them, if you're more sober than Giuliani, you get on the air. At 844-967-2789. The best ways to monetize the Donald Trump mugshot, Dom, seems very obvious. Toilet seat.
Urinal covers?
Cookie covers, I would say, the full facial there on the inside of the urinal. Put the mugshot up there. See Marjorie Taylor Greene? She put up her own mugshot. Like she had been arrested, in solidarity. She had her own mugshot.
Wow. You know, it's just unbelievable. It really is. I mean, think about it. Here's a congressman. Oh, my cult leader. I'm gonna act like my cult leader. Here's my mugshot too.
You know, there's probably a mugshot or two of me floating around out there in the world.
I know. We should actually pull those. There's just
I am not glowering like the former president did, though.
The Kubrick.
Like, is that the Kubrick? I got to fight me sort of look down.
Yeah. So Stanley Kubrick, a director, and I didn't know this, that this is a thing, a name, what you call it, that death stare, apparently done in many movies that he's done, The Shining, Full Metal Jacket, Clockwork Orange, you know, a lot of the crazy characters looking directly into the camera, you know, the Kubrick. That's what Trump was doing. And I got to tell you, I wasn't scared. I'm not scared. He's so scary.
Do you think anyone is or would legitimately be scared by his scowl?
Well, I mean, what's he communicating?
Is he looking through the camera at Fonnie Willis or, you know, perhaps Jack Smith as well? I got my evil eye. That's the stank eye, isn't it? Is he giving the stank eye? I mean, that's the stank eye. I think it is. 844-967-2789. Augie calling from Windsor. Welcome, Augie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Augie, welcome.
Hey, I got an idea. It'll be a soap on a rope. So one side has his mugshot, and the other side says, feel safe in the shower. You'll never have to bend over by dropping your soap.
Maybe they could have like a co-defendant on the other side of the soap. You know, Mark Meadows, the chief of staff. He's also turned, or like a Rudy Giuliani soap bar. Only the problem would be it would bleed the Grecian formula through. The ink would stain your hands, Augie. Over.
Yeah, you don't want to bend over in a shower in a jail if you drop your soap. So if it's on a rope, you're safe.
That is the rumor, Augie. I've never experienced that personally. Oh, real quick, Augie. I'll put you back on here. Are you hoping for some tickets?
No, I won't be available tomorrow.
Well, we'll have Nate. Keep checking. Don't forget to ask people and put it on the screen so we know if they want the tickets. We won't waste any of our valuable airtime asking.
For the pure fun of it, doesn't need a ticket. How are people? How would you? How should we monetize Donald Trump's?
I thought a toilet seat was a good idea, Dom.
I like a toilet seat. That's fine.
Let's not steal everyone's good idea.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right.
Marina from Union Grove. Welcome. New name. Welcome to the show. Marina. What do you got for us?
Well, I think I would love to have Donald Trump on my ass, so I was thinking about having boxers.
Boxers?
And he sort of does that when he puckers up, when he talks. Have you ever noticed it sort of has that rectum look to it? Just kind of the puckery he's got going on there. You know, if that was positioned right. You know,
I don't know. Donald Trump, Marina, seems more like a tidy whitey underwear guy to me instead of like boxers. Boxers seems too cool for Donald Trump.
You're probably right.
Marina, were you hoping for some tickets today?
You know, I would love some tickets.
Well, I tell you what, we like your idea. So we'll give you some tickets, but you got to hold on tight. Our friend Nate will get some more information from you. Tickets for tomorrow night's Padres game, courtesy of our flagship station, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support. Also playing out on WRCE. And Dom, a new addition to the Civic Media family, the big Q98 in the Northwoods. Got the Brewers tonight. They're playing out. Don, today is a P00. Oh, pardon me. Damn it. So hard to do this properly. P01135809 edition. You know, when you're in the Army, they ask you to like give your name, rank, and serial number sometimes. Trump's going to have to do that. Like when they call him to the yard, he's got to stand on the line. Come back with us. Stand the line. More devils. 844-967-2789. It's written on the wall.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, taking your calls, airing grievances, sharing ideas on how to monetize Donald Trump's mugshot. Giving away some Brewers at tickets, 844-967-2789.
Down we go into Ross from Crawford County. Ross, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hi, Ross.
Hey guys. Thanks for your statewide dominating radio station. This is his mugshot is identical to his official photo as a president. So if you ever got over to the VA hospital, the veterans, they'd know what I'm talking about. If you get over to the VA hospital, it was the same shot, just this sort of scowling guy that's looking at you. So it's probably just his whatever. It's his photo when he's looking at the world, I guess. But my money-making gimmick gig would be a government contract with the U.S. military. Uncle Sam, you know, the old sort of where Uncle Sam is kind of pointing the finger at you, and it basically would say something like, if you don't look like this guy, or if you're not this guy, we want you.
Right. A great recruiting tool. I'm not sure that the megas would have it. I don't think anybody on stage at the debate would be down for that, Ross. But we'll go with it, man. We're going with it. You want some tickets, Ross? How's it going? You want to go to the Brewers this weekend?
Man, in a parallel universe, I would. I've got tickets to something else. But thank you.
Right, man.
Perhaps the Packer game tomorrow. No, I don't have tickets for that. Don't mishear me there. But the Packers have a preseason game tomorrow as well. So I know some will be sneaking up to Lambeau. We'll be playing out the Packers' final preseason game, WRJN. That's 1400 AM. That's Civic Media's Packers coverage. So if you're listening in the Milwaukee Metro and parts south thereof, 1400 AM or 99.9 FM. And also over in Richland Center, they got the Packers game, WRCO. And did I mention the new addition to the Civic Media family, the big Q98.3 in Park Falls, Wisconsin? They will also have Packers coverage brought to you care of Civic Media. So Packers Radio Network, no tickets. We got Brewers tickets. If you want some, let the host know. I see we got lots of people wanting tickets now. So let's get to a few of them. 844-967-2789. Hoosier Bob's just did it for the clever, for the funny, for the grievance. Hoosier Daddy, what do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, man.
I was thinking about monetizing that mugshot. And what would be better than a coffee mug? I could drink my coffee every morning knowing that he's got a mugshot and he's going to jail.
What if it was like a prison hooch still? Like you could put a picture of Donald Trump on the prison hooch still, and then, you know, someone could sneak it in their prison purse into him and he could brew up some prison wine, if you will, Hoosier Bob.
I always need something in the morning. If I can't have coffee, I'll take some, you know, some rock gut. That's all right.
I'm not sure who's going to bring Trump his Diet Cokes going forward, at least if he's incarcerated. I don't know if they'll be in the vending machine.
I'm sure with his billions of dollars, he can buy him a willing cellmate.
I bet he could. If he had that much money, he might be right. The first guy to lose his mattress in prison, right, Tom?
You never know, man. And Bob, it's certainly a mug shot on a coffee mug. No brainer right there. But the problem I see with that is, you're going to see it all the time. Either you're going to have it, you know, facing you when you're holding your cup, or whoever's in the room with you is going to have to be looking at Trump. So I would suggest perhaps if we do a mug shot, put it on the bottom of the mug. You put your coffee on, so you drink it down, and then you see him at the end when it's all empty.
Isn't that, Dom, when we commissioned our friend Fernando down in Miami to create some art for us during Scott Walker's prior presidential campaign, when his entire claim to fame was – I was an Eagle Scout. Well, we had a piece of art commissioned, and we had the Devil's Advocates logo put on the base, if you'll recall, Dom.
Yes, on the bottom. That's of a sign of quality.
Scott Walker resembling commissioned art Scott Walker butt plug that you can still get, I believe, at politicalsculptor.com.
Thank you, Fernando.
Yeah, we got to reach out to Fernando. You know, it's a whole new class of Republicans. I wonder if he's got a Ramaswamy up yet. Some want tickets. Let's get back to the phones. 844-967-2789. Having a little fun. Air your grievance. Tell us the best way to monetize Trump's mugshot for a chance to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Brewers-Padres game at American Family Field. Sarah from West Allis. Welcome, Sarah. What do you got for us?
Hey, sir.
Hi. Hello. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Good. Thank you.
Put him on a tampon.
Oh.
Oh, geez.
So that every time I think of all of the ways that he tried to manipulate my reproductive rights, I could just rip him right out and throw him in the garbage where he belongs.
Sarah, I've allowed you to continue with that terrible visual because he deserves it, right? He deserves
does,
it.
He does.
I was going
so
to
many
go
reasons.
With the mug. I was going to go with the mug, but the guy before me was like, yeah, because I would love to have a mug that every time I looked at him, I could stick my tongue out. And he said the mug, so I had to think of something else. But yeah.
Plan B.
Well, Sarah, that accelerated really quickly.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? It got out of hand fast.
Sarah,
I love it.
Stick around. Our pal Nate will get your information. We'll get a pair of Brewers tickets to you, courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM. Our first place, Milwaukee Brewers, playing out damn near every day on there. 98.3 FM, that's Oshkosh Air Support. Big game tomorrow night at 6:10. We still got one pair of tickets to give away probably this hour. Going to monetize the Donald Trump mugshot. I thought toilet seat. I thought, how could you? Anyways, I guess, well, you know, hard to do the round thing. More devils. Your great ideas next. 844-96-PARTY.
Serving Central Wisconsin since
1940. WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey,
Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 53. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Highs level off around 81. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 59. Dry with temperatures near average Tuesday and Wednesday and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition where it is our tradition to air the grievances, maybe show a little frivolity, give away some Brewers tickets. In today's case, I still got a pair, and now the competition. You know, we've moved beyond the preliminaries. Now you got to have a really good answer, something awe-inspiring, because we only got two tickets left and we got lots of people that want them. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment. But if you get the Shiny Civic Media app, you can text us and we can read them on the air. Here are a few examples so far, Dom. 215 pounds per side. Talking about Donald Trump's self-reported weight. Mark from the SAC wants to know, so he was allowed to give his weight and not weighed by the jailers? Yeah, Mark, because he ain't 215 by about 80 pounds worth. And another texter says, that's exactly what I was thinking, Crudy. Whenever you text that, I'll read it aloud. Here's one, a new texter from the TAP 93.5 in Eau Claire, the first texter I've seen from the TAP recently, Dom. So I turn on Civic Media Radio for the very first time, and I hear wife beater t-shirt within 2 seconds. Awesome.
Terrible.
It went with the story we were telling at the time. Sometimes you describe the former president as wearing a wife beater t-shirt and fleeing the police like it's a cops episode. You know, in deference to the fact he's been indicted 91 times in 4 jurisdictions very recently. Screen print to each sheet of a roll of toilet paper. That's a good one. Trump mugshot butt plug question mark. Have to call Fernando. Tom from West Dallas. Hey, Crudy, you're lowering the bar for me. No, we don't lower the bar for anyone, Tom. Not on this fine show. Oh, there's so many examples here. Anyways. Well,
we don't want to spoil them. We have people on the line that may have some of those same ones. So let's
wait.
Callers an opinion here, man.
I got one really funny one. Vivek Ramaswamy is the type of dude to sell his own butt plugs. That's clever, Texter on the WMDX line. Let's get back to the phones, Dom. Lots of people trying to win some Brewers tickets. Be clever. Air their grievances. If I can see in sort of which time order-ish, who's been most patient? I think it's Mike from Cedarburg. So, Mike, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, it's actually pretty much a legal question. I'd probably be better off talking to Maggie Dawn, but my experience, every time I talk to a lawyer, it costs me money, and whereas you guys are cheap, you know. So,
we are a cheap date, Mike.
I want to know, when he gets convicted, who gets him first, Chargers, New York, or the feds?
Who gets him first? Who gets the trial first? Yeah. Who gets the conviction first? Or who gets to put him in jail first?
Like, if he's convicted in all jurisdictions, Mike, where does he serve the time?
Yeah, what does he become a guest first? I'm hoping Georgia, because I've been building prisons for a lot of years, and trust me, they ain't real nice down there.
No, Mike, I got Georgia on my mind as well. If he's got a jurisdiction, I hope he gets to vote from a Georgia prison. Does he lose his voting privileges as a felon?
A felon, isn't that a thing? Isn't that what the Republicans are all about? You know, if you break the law, you don't get the vote. That's how they feel about it. So, you know, win in room.
844-967-2789. I believe Dan from Edgerton. He might be the next most patient. Dan, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dan.
Hi. I used to be an altar boy back when it was Latin. And I'm thinking maybe some real sick prayer rugs. And on it would say something like, if I pray hard enough, maybe Trump will apologize for the first time in his life or something.
Dan, that is a clever idea, but it may not monetize, and it is not worthy yet of tickets. Sorry, man, you got to play another day. 844-967-2789. Shoot, who's next? Alan, not looking for tickets, but wants to join the show. Welcome to the party, Alan. What do you got for us?
Hey, Alan.
Hey. Hi, guys. So I'm thinking of, like, maybe taking that mugshot and putting, like, either Catwoman's mask or Batwoman's mask on them with a caption underneath that says Agent Orange. As he's very...
Have you ever seen the movie Eyes Wide Shut, Alan? Perhaps he could wear one of the lacy masks.
Yeah, there you go. Or maybe
kind of reminds me of like the
Beluga Boy.
The what's that? The
I said maybe just have no mask and call him Beluga Boy.
Beluga Boy,
you know, Hawaiian kind of t-shirts.
Like, Beluga, you know, like a whale.
I do, Alan. But Boogaloo. Jokes that have to be explained don't merit tickets. You didn't want them, so you won't be heartbroken if we don't give them to you. We're going to keep moving down the phones. 844-967-2789. I'm not sure how we would market the whale. That would be hard to monetize. Beluga Boy. Maybe a big overstuffed animal version of Trump? Beluga Boy? I don't know how we would do that.
Fair? I don't know.
You got to have a better idea than that if you want to earn some tickets. Let's go to Rich from New Berlin. Welcome, Rich. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, fellas. Great to talk to you. Great show. So I was watching TV last night, and when I saw the screenshot of all 19 defendants, the first thing that popped into my mind is trading cards.
Yes.
A set of trading cards and a bad stick of gum.
What kind of gum? What would the flavor be?
Oh,
ketchup?
God. Yeah, it would taste like something. I can't. Yeah, ketchup. There you go. Either that or a deck of cards.
Well,
Donald Trump is the Joker.
You know, we had a friend, Jeff Leonard, down in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Jeff invited us down before those Tiki Man March. And little did we know what was coming. But Jeff actually did like a card, a deck of lies. And he had like 52 different lies of the Donald Trump administration. It was pretty clever. Rich, I like your idea as well. Hang tight. Our pal Nate will get some information. And we got a pair of Brewers tickets for you. to tomorrow night's game against the Padres and the rest of these fine people, Dom. They just got grievances and stuff. So we're going to keep moving down the phones at 844-967-2789. Our new pal, Cameron from Neon. Nina, I know how to say it, Cameron. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cameron.
That's okay. It took me forever to remember there was two E's. Okay, so as I'm sure Nate told you, not looking for tickets, right? So
I've got
three quick ones I will throw out. Urinal cakes with his face, his mugshot. I mean, excellent. That's an easy one.
I like that one.
A barometer that you can sell to the fine people of Wisconsin with the tube being the Coke can that he's trying to push out of his butt in prison. Because he's trying to sneak it in. And then, I already forgot the other one. It's too much adrenaline.
It's so exciting, so Cameron, to be on the greatest.
So
wait, he found it.
NFTs.
What's that, non-fungible tokens? Who do you think owns the Trump NFTs? Mugshot NFT? Someone must own it by now.
I tracked it at one point, but it was getting moved around, and it looked like money laundering.
Cameron,
which
you're
not really a surprise, right?
Define money laundering. To launder money. Cameron, thank you for your call. 844-967-2789. Allie from Madison. Well, trying to let you in, Allie here. Allie from Madison, welcome. You got a bright idea on how to monetize the Trump mugshot?
Well, I have a song for his number, 1139809. Reminded me of the Tommy Two-Tone song, 8675309. So there's a song for his number, and then also rectal thermometers.
That's a pretty good 1-2 punch, Ellie. Do you want to sing a little? Do you, Allie? If you're the Allie I'm thinking of, you've got a reputation as a singer, Allie. You want to sing a little?
Well, no, I tried. I practiced and I couldn't get it. But maybe Nate could play just a clip of it or something. But 8675309. Only it's 1139809.
0113589.
Yeah.
You gotta linger on the nine. Allie, that is an excellent idea, especially the thermometers. We're going to leave it there for now. 844.
1-1-3-5-8-0-9-9. Oh, I like that.
844.
Some gold there, Jerry.
967-27. I had already thought that on the drive over. Like, if only we had a production team that could, like, turn my random irrelevant thoughts into comedic gold here on the radio, Jerry. Damn it, we'll have to stick to Ovaltine jokes. 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn, our pal and colleague in broadcast. Usually you take Fridays off, but we pulled you in with the monetizing Donald Trump's mugshot, didn't we?
Hey, Maggie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you really can't pass it up. Toilet seat covers. I mean, it's super obvious. But
well, I thought toilet seat, you know, the actual sitting portion, but of course that only holds so much. You know, you'd have to replicate the photo all the way around the horseshoe.
Yeah, you just do little faces on the seat. Yeah, little faces on the seat, and then the cover, you know, like bottom and top. It's just anything that has to do with your ass in the bathroom, like put his face there, on it, right?
There's a lot of ass reference these days.
Rectal thermometers. It's just, you could have a whole basket of butt-related items with Donald Trump's face on them.
Have you met our friend Fernando from Miami yet?
No, I haven't.
He's an interesting character. He's got a butt plug for that, I suspect.
I love it. Have fun this afternoon, guys. Good to talk to you.
Maggie, you as well.
Thanks for playing, Maggie.
Don't you have a big shot job? And are you supposed to be working, Maggie Dawn? 844-967-2789. Having fun with you, our fair audience. The game. Best way to monetize the Trump mugshot. And we gave some tickets away, so we're done with the ticket giveaway, but we're really enjoying your contributions. It's a good way to end the week. A little lighter note. Perhaps someone's writing this down. We'll trademark it and steal it from you. Ulysses from Milwaukee. Welcome, Ulysses. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ulysses.
How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, having fun.
I think you're... I'm sorry.
Well, I'm okay, excellent.
How about face towels with egg on the face? Egg dripping down off his forehead, down his cheeks, onto his suit jacket.
Hmm. Well, I bet you it will certainly be featured on a lot of jack-o'-lanterns this year.
And how about a second one? Seat cushions, the bottom seat cushion.
The bottom seat cushion, the one that catches all the heavy traffic, if you know what I'm saying.
All the traffic, yes. Can I say just one more thing?
Yes, sir, Ulysses.
I'm sorry I missed calling in for the tickets. Golly, you know, it would have been a great time for me to make some amends with my daughter, you know? Okay? Maybe next time I'll get in quicker, you know?
Ulysses, got to listen to all the big shows here on the Civic Media Network, courtesy of our fine flagship Brewers, flagship 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. We give tickets away for damn near every home game here on the radio, Ulysses. We usually get like a day and a half's notice. So we'd let you know it was coming, Ulysses.
And we have to give them away. We got to give them away. So yeah, keep listening, man. We'll get you a pair. I'm sure we could make it work.
You got a name I might just remember, Ulysses. So anyways, call us the next time we are offering tickets. But all we got for you today is, you know, camaraderie, a little commiseration, little monetization of a Trump mugshot, your grievances. Hell, we got Mike Clements, a little Packer camp update. You know, they got their last big game, preseason game tomorrow before a world championship regular season. And we play it out.
Like 2 weeks off before regular season?
But now they play like a 17-week regular season. So yeah, I think they traded them our preseason game. I understand that Aaron Rodgers is playing this week. First time since like 2018. He's playing in a preseason game. I will not be there. Might watch it.
Watching?
I don't know. I literally have watched like 3 TV shows all summer. Nothing but radio for me. I'm a fan. Come back, more Devils.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Having a little fun today. How would you monetize the Donald Trump mugshot? 844-967-2789.
You know, the people with the best ideas, they're already out there activating. They're already out there marketing. They're already on the interwebs. We should just Google buy the Trump mugshot, something like that.
Oh man,
that's not how we do it.
We're slow braining it, man. We're having some fun, you know, exercising our creativity. And yeah, no doubt. I'm sure there were people that had whatever product they were waiting on. All they needed
ready to roll
as soon as it came out. Boom.
Well, I hope their show partner didn't immediately step on the image they disseminated and tamped it down by putting up like a CNN version of the very same picture that they had just posted moments prior.
Come on, man. Crudy. I looked. It wasn't there. We great minds think alike. You just barely beat me to it.
I'm the one that sent the mugshot. I sent you a copy of the mugshot. You're like, where's this from? I said CNN. I had already posted it. And then you went and double posted it, man.
Oh, man. It wasn't up. I looked.
967-2789. Try refreshing your browser before you post.
Original source documents. You were just putting up pictures. You never know.
AI, I was having a little fun.
Oh, no.
Doogie from Chicago. Have a little fun with us, Doogie. What do you got?
Hey, Doogie.
Hey, what's happening?
Having a good time, man. How about you?
Oh, you know, I'm it's a Friday, time to relax. And, of course, I still can't relax. But a funny show. Laughing a lot. Making fun of this, it's good to have a lighthearted show every once in a while with all the, terrible news that continues to happen. I'm loving those urinal cakes and the thermometer. That's that's awesome. I don't know. I got into the show a little bit late, but I'm hoping nobody said anything yet about this format. Just walk right on them.
Floor mat. Oh, where you could wipe your foot right on the. You might be onto something here, Doogie.
And then the other guy called in about a cushion, a seat cushion. Well, I thought about a whoopee cushion and used the release valve as with the mouth.
The puckered mouth. Doogie, the best jokes are the ones we crack ourselves up with, aren't they?
Absolutely. Don't make me crash. I'm driving home.
Well, you be careful out there.
The lines, Doogie.
Radio Doogie listening in Chi-Town, 844-967-2789. Josh from the 608. Welcome, Josh. What do you got for us?
Hey, Josh.
Hey. Greatest radio show on the dial. Mine's a little more, I think I would buy these, but like greeting cards, you know, like happy birthday with his face on it or a Christmas card. I got a lot of family I'd love to send cards to.
Right.
Well, I think, Josh, you are onto something because, of course, we could make these for nearly any occasion. Trump's mugshot on a wedding present or Trump's mugshot.
Happy graduation.
Happy bar mitzvah.
I purchased them online myself looking for them, you know, to send to a lot of family. And this would be a lot better.
That would be. But here's the other part. Certainly on the outside, and we could put like, you know, bars up like a jail cell. We could play with that as well. But once you open it, Josh, what does it say? Like, I told you so?
Just a simple happy birthday. Merry Christmas.
Oh, just a happy. Okay. Happy birthday from the inside.
I want to deliver it subtle, you know, just hey, I'm saying happy birthday, but just a reminder of who you picked. Yeah. I got some pent up anger. You have to forgive me. You know, I've been on this for a long time, so I got a lot.
I'm glad we're here. We can help you release some of that, Josh.
Josh, we can all go to anger management together after the big show. 844. Appreciate you listening. 844. Don't drive angry. 844-967-2789. Dom, we have missed the most obvious one. One of the texters on the super cool Civic Media app text line 844-967-2789 said the obvious, the pee pads, the Depends. Not only does he use them, he's got his face on them. That seems quite obvious.
I'm not only a client, I'm also the owner.
All right, Victor Kayam. 844-967-2789. Karen listening in Whitewater. Karen, which signal are you listening to down there?
It is 97.2.
Can't be.
Or 92.7.
92.7. Wow. Excellent. Thank you, Karen. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I think the best moneymaker for Wisconsin would be cow chip bingo mat.
Ooh, cow chip bingo mat. Like the cows walk around and make the chips in real time.
You betcha.
And when his face
right
is fully covered, we all win.
That's it.
Karen, I like how you think, sister. Got any big plans this weekend?
Actually, I've got the bad and the good. I have to go to a funeral first, but then I have a great birthday party to go to after.
Well, sorry for your loss and party on, sister.
Yeah, ups and downs, right, strikes and gutters.
You. Yeah.
Right, thank you, Karen. Thanks for calling.
844.
It's a whirlwind.
967-2789. Making some old friends, some new friends. Bill from Oconomowoc, I throw you in the really old friend category. How are you doing, fella?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going? I'm saying to go with the urinal cake. How about toilet paper? And
I've already got Trump toilet paper. That, unfortunately, Bill, is not original. The Trump toilet paper I have in my office has different, like, I'll have to grab it during the break, but it has, like, different slogans on it. So you can pick your slogan and do what's appropriate.
I want people's face. I like Scotty Winkers on there, Trump's on there, and all the other ones that have been indicted. And it's, you know, the toilet paper of the month. Let's just take it a little farther. And then if you...
Oh, no, Bill, we're losing you.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, I think, Bill. Take one more crack at it.
Okay. The toilet paper, put their faces on it, and then put that up for bid. If you get it made, put it up for bid. I think you could raise money for charity.
Or ourselves, because we're selfish bastards. We're looking for your good ideas so we can go monetize here, Bill. Did we leave you with the impression this is some altruistic thing? No, we're looking for your good ideas to monetize the Trump.
10% to one of Trump's charities.
I thought he's banned from having charities. Someone texted in again, the text line full of clever today. Another good one. The dog poop bags. How could we not think of that?
How about some like baby wipes?
Maybe he could have his own hemorrhoid ointment cream with his mugshot on there. And we could call it Preparation P0113-35809. Come back with us. Hour two of the Happier Happy Hour Friday edition. Having fun with our audience. Be patient and we'll get you all in. More done.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Aww. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington.